Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Little bit. All right. Here we go. We'll try that again. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. I don't think it's as long as the one that I have on my phone, though. I think it's a short and condensed version. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, y'all. How's it going? Waiting for my... I did it late. Waiting for the audio files to load. Here you go. Can't hear that either, can you? That's a little low. That's a little better. You probably just hear it because you're sitting right next to it and it's loud. But who knows? You may or may not hear it on the actual radio. We never know. Not well, anyway. Just loud here. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. It is April 10th. I'm in my jingle bells, please. I know you're all very excited. How many days until Christmas? You ready for it? Killer sister coming down the chimney. 259 days until Christmas. Yay. Not really, but yay for somebody.
Woohoo!
All right. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. See, there's a lot more to that. There's whistles and all the fun stuff in there. All right. April 10th. Weekday Wednesday. Ooh, is that the eclipse? Oh, Grand Island on the bridge. The bridge of it. Scary, scary bridge. When you go up that thing on a motorcycle, you're like, I'm going to die. So it looks like you're riding a... Yeah, totally. Right off the bridge. That was my fear. All 10 pounds. Right out. Right out the door. That's beautiful. Kind of hard to see which one. I was like, oh, wait, there it is. That's pretty. All right, so did everybody blind themselves with the eclipse this weekend? Or Monday? Monday, right?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. There is. Oh, cool. Who sent you that?
Grand Island.
Grand Island? Wow, Grand Island, New York. That's a cool shot, yeah. And it totally blacked out?
Yeah.
Wow. That would have been really a neat thing to see. It was funny because when I was watching the news about it, like Al Roker and everybody, they were just screaming and high-fiving and crying and jumping up and down and the whole nine. But that's the cool thing. So apparently 2044, 20 more years, we got it. We'll get ready for it. It'll be super old. I know that. I saw that one. That was really cool. Super old now, but holy cow, I can't even believe I will be that old then. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what's going on in the world of weed? Thank you. Shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Get certified. We are in our 13th year of doing these things, certifications. I still remember our first certification. We were so scared to process that thing. It took like an hour. We were like, okay, one an hour. Yeah, okay, submit. Run! Exactly, submit and cry. And I think we did good. I think we did all right first few times. And then the state started changing up all their stuff. And they're still changing up all their stuff. And we still get to blame them for all that. So, at any rate, come on down. We'll fix it for you. We'll fix it in the mix. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We are on the southeast side of Broadway and Swan. And see what else is going on. You want to, you can check out tumbleweedtailcenter.com and see everything we've got going on. Do you know of anything going on for 420 here in Tucson? I've heard nothing. Not a thing. In fact, I was checking the internet, and there's stuff going on in Phoenix, of course. But it used to be a big old hurrah here, and we used to have setups for certification tents and all sorts of stuff. Times have changed. Oh yeah, I'm sure. That's probably like, why do we need an event? The event is the deal and the special. Yeah. So that's it. So get on down if you want weed on 420. You better get there early. I know you potheads are like to sleep in, but not that day. I wonder if they're doing delivery specials, because I like to get deliveries from Desert Bloom. They're pretty good with their delivery because I'm not far. You know, about 15 minutes out. So yeah. What day of the week is 420 this year? Oof. That's your big duty this morning. Can she do it? It's a Saturday? Oh, holy party. Yeah. Oh, that would be easy too. Yeah. We could go. All right. TM. We just had a whole business meeting while you were listening there. All right. Awesome. It's on a Saturday. That's fun. All right. Well, if and you want to get certified and you want to know what you can get certified for, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com has all your information. Go to the certification section. You can book your appointment right there. Just click it. Do it. Click it. Looks like a little piece of a boardwalk right there. Click it. If you have one of these conditions, you can get a medical cannabis card. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You're eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or just a treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes any of the above conditions and more. Please bring your current medical records, something in the last 12 months if you have them, and even if they're older, we'll take that too, because that shows chronicness. And you can do a walk-in appointment, you can schedule an appointment, and we do offer telemedicine for those that can't come in or don't want to come in for their appointment. Oh, that was good.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. So, yeah, lots of news going on in and around town. You can even email us, THC Tucson. That's for Tumbleweeds Health Center, not THC. Just kidding. It's for both. come on down. Call us. We don't have text, but you can email us. and we'll get back to you. We do have the business, that business, Google Business Suite. You can text us on there, and I always write back to that because we do get occasional questions on the Googly Business Suite. All right, so speaking of local Arizona news, let's see. There is a new Arizona wholesale cannabis pricing guide. So I guess maybe if you want to just buy a dispensary or something, here's your wholesale list. All right. Let's see here. They've got a chart. The most popular categories. Oh, the most popular category was cartridges. The most competitive was flower. The least competitive was pre-rolls. The biggest pricing change since last year was concentrates. And this is the LeafLink wholesale start date, which was October of 2017. Number of active retailers, 156. So there's four more out there that are non-claimed. Let's get one. Pricing score, 8.6 out of 14. Oh, and the category pricing rank, highest price pre-rolls, the lowest price flower. And for the categories, the cartridges, the units of measure were 1 gram for cartridges, 1 gram for concentrates, edibles and ingestibles was a milligram, flower was a pound of grass, and pre-rolls were a gram. So, all righty, and this is the Arizona pricing analysis. I should probably just post this because this is a whole lot of information, but what it says is LeafLink, the cannabis industry's leading wholesale marketplace, unveiled its latest state-by-state wholesale cannabis pricing guide. The national average wholesale prices for cannabis product category are, cartridges are at $18.02 a gram, concentrates are at $11.08 a gram, edibles are at 7 cents a milligram, flower is at $995.46 a pound. That's a pound of grass. Wow, that's low for a pound. Holy cow. Remember, it used to be like 4 grand, 5, 6, 7. Back east, it was like 7. Yeah. And then pre-rolls are $5.27 per gram. Alaska is the state with the most expensive marijuana products in general. While Arizona has the most expensive pre-rolls, the least expensive flower, and all other products pricing is about average compared to most states. Arizona saw a decrease in average wholesale pricing across all categories. Cultivation is uncapped in the state, driving oversupply dynamics and lowering prices. State's total gross merchandise value was just shy of $355 million, with cartridges accounting for 36% of that. Yeah, I bet. Or around $129 million. The average price for concentrates dropped by 24.8% compared to 2022, from $18.59 to $13.98. Flower in the $0 to $499 range saw a significant jump in the percentage of oh, it says slays, its sales for 2023 from 37.5% to 56.9%. Interesting. And let's see here. Category pricing ranked most to least expensive by state. Yeah, I'm going to post this because this is a heck of a chart here. I'm going to let you folks take a look at it and see for yourself what is going on in the world of weed. There you have it, folks, right there posted. You can tune in and blog, actually, if you go to Tumbleweed Cell Center. Go to the radio section. Here, I'll do it with you there. Go to the radio section, and if you just hit the Weekday Wednesday button, I mean, hit the picture right there, it'll take you right to the show link, which I won't tune into, but, oh, this is weird. It says it's waiting for the host to call in. Let me see if that's true, because it's, it says on air. Okay, but it also says it's waiting for the host to show in, to call in. That's really strange, isn't it? Okay, well, that's what it says online. Isn't that weird? It's being hosted. So, yeah, see about that? Don't even believe it. All right. Whoop, whoop. All right. Well, there it is. But if you want to sign in, it just takes your name and email, and then you can actually type with me here on the blog. We've got a little chat thing that we've got going on. See, it says I'm speaking. All right. Whatever. Let's see what else is going on in the world of weed. Wednesday, Wednesday. Oh, this is important. Three new restaurant chains are coming to Phoenix very soon. And they are Randy's Donuts. I don't know, but obviously people really like Randy's Donuts. Three out-of-state restaurant chains are coming to Phoenix, including a California icon, a North Carolina classic. Bojangles, I've heard of that one, or maybe just the song, Mr. Bojangles, yep, a fast food chicken restaurant from North Carolina, has locations across the country and has announced an expansion to Arizona with 20 restaurants in the Phoenix area. Wow. Ooh. Yeah, losers, get on down here. Mexican coffee chain Cafeño will make Mesa the home to its first U.S. coffee shop. Cafeño has 180 locations in Mexico. Well, try Tucson. We're a lot closer to Mexico. Yeah, what is it? What is it? Why are we getting skipped? We need to redo this. I think we need to have our own 420 event. What do you think? Oh, that's about what you thought? All right. Well, and Randy's Donuts, famous for his California donut shop with a giant donut on the roof. Here's a photo for all to see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, oh, that's what we need. I told you on the roof. What's that? Oh, well, any hot glazed donut is fine by me. It's been featured in numerous TV shows, movies, and photographs. Randy's will be opening near Bethany Home Road and 7th. Well, again, that doesn't really do anything for Tucson now, does it, Randy? In fact, we think you're being quite selfish. Keep an eye on donuts up north. What's wrong with you? A lot of us donut heads down here. I love a good donut. Yeah, I want donuts. All right, well, 10 best pizza restaurants in Arizona. Didn't we do that before?
No.
Ooh, wow. Let's see what they have to say, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Pizzeria Bianco, Phoenix. Okay, forget it. In Tucson, Rocco's, Little Chicago. They do have a good pizza. Oh, I'll say that. And then 1702, I did go there. They have a good pizza as well. Theirs is more artisan. It's way downtown, and it's just the number of the building off of, is it 6 or something? So we're down by 6. And there you have it. That's it for Tucson. That's it. Except best pizza in Cochise County is at Hotel Tombstone. Whoop, whoo. Where is our golf clap? Come down there. Go to Tombstone. But even better in Tucson is Jaime's Pizza Kitchen. Get on down to Jaime's. That's just right downtown. Whoop, whoop. All right, crash it. Let's see what else is going on in the news situation over here in the world. Let's see. Curaleaf in Arizona is giving away 3,000 reward points from 4:08 to 4:30. I guess you can be in a Curaleaf point program and score some extra weed. I guess that's nice. Okay. Well, there's a cannabis block party returning to downtown Phoenix on April the 19th, which is a Friday. No, you never have a big private party on a Friday. It just doesn't work as well as Saturday. Most people can get off Saturday, right? You know, Friday, you're just like, ugh, kind of want to go home, hit the bong, put on Dateline, watch something positive before going to bed. Award-winning counterculture festival Budsapalooza announces its return to Phoenix April 19th, 2024 for its third annual. celebration by Bud's Glass Joint, a locally owned and operated Arizona head shop. Following successful events from the last 2 years, the 2024 Budsapalooza will feature some of the top reggae bands from around the country, hilarious performances from Laughing Gas Comedy, classic stoner film showing, captivating presentations from Arizona's best glass blowers, the Munchie Mall with various eats and sweets, and a large selection of local vendors, arts and creations. Quote, the last 2 years have been incredible, and we can't wait to take this year's event to the next level, said event organizer Bud Meister. Quote, Phoenix is home to so much great lifestyle, art, and culture, and we're excited to bring people together to celebrate it all. Quote, notable music acts at this year's festival include The Hip Abduction. Ever heard of them? An energetic five-piece with a shared love for West African and early Jamaican reggae, dub music. Shwayze, no, not Patrick, a rapper, actor, and musician with Billboard chart-topping singles like Corona and Lime. Iconic reggae rockers Cashed Out. The Rebellious, is it Ellie Mac or Eli Mac? Ooh, who is it? Who combines island music with R&B and hip-hop and urban life, Phoenix's own reggae rockers. This is a jam I'd like to go to. I love reggae music. I used to go reggae on the river in Northern California before it was all Kate Wolfed out, like commercial, and, you know, they just walked it out. But I know. It should be, because it turned to crap. You came to honor Kate, and no one even knew who Kate was. They're like, who? Kate, no, forget it. Get out. I got yelled at for almost setting up in Kate's husband's spot. You better know who Kate is when you're going to the show, or you don't get to go, or you get kicked out, or yelled at, and then chased down by a wheelchair lady in a tie-dye shirt yelling, hey, wait, he's really not that mean. He's a good guy. You were just in his spot. And that's how Silver Sister got here. And that's actually the literal truth. That was awesome. That was a great weekend. Bread and Roses, check it out. They're still in existence. Breadandroses.com. Check them out. All right, well, we had a really killer event until everything of ours was stolen that day, but that was a great event up until then. That was a good one. We should do another one. That was very fun. We had the big wheel. It's still in my garage. And we need to do a new one. All right. Okay, here we go. Some more. Hey, let's do a shout-out. You're listening to Weed Stay Wednesday live. Bell Star, Silver Sister, and Cannabis Kid is nowhere to be found.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
Yeah. Come on down and we'll show you 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. It still floors me that people are so, oh, hi, Mama Kitty, squirrel. People are so willing to just shove chemicals in their body. Well, that is not a nice thing. You need to get your eyes scratched out. This one, who is allergic to kitties, well, you're interrupting our livelihood here. She's like, what now? Now I don't get my couch. No, you get your whole couch covered. At any rate, it surprises me that people will fill their bodies full of chemicals, but they are scared of the plant still. How long do you think that's going to be before that changes?
20 years.
20? When, and why do you say 20? What's going to happen in the next 20 years? Are the oldie but goodies going to be died out? Yeah? That's why? All right. Well, maybe. Yeah. I say 40. I don't know if I'll be around for it, actually. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm enjoying some coffee here. All right. Well, there was a 75-year-old New Zealand man that was arrested for growing 250 illegal weed plants. What are they going to do to this guy? Oh, no. Well, it turned out he used to have a license to cultivate in New Zealand, but that license expired in 2021. A 75-year-old man in New Zealand was recently discovered to have been growing 250 cannabis plants by local law enforcement. The Central District Organized Crime Unit, which worked with the Royal New Zealand Air Force, received a warrant to investigate an isolated part of the Whanganui River, according to the Whanganui Chronicle. The owner of the property had previously submitted an application to grow hemp in the region. The investigation is part of an ongoing project called Operation Emerald. Dun, dun, dun. That includes law enforcement targeting illegal large-scale cultivation of drugs in New Zealand. This particular location required traversing an isolated area near the small town of Ratihi and the Whanganui River. That's not fair. Go to Oregon and you pronounce the Willamette, all right? It's not the Willamette, the Willamette, all right? But not a destination where vehicles can be driven. Due to the remote location, the Air Force dropped officers in on March 26th to investigate. Holy cow! Can you imagine the rustling of above and then all of a sudden you're just like, ah! What's for breakfast, guys? Detective Inspector Paul Baskett told the news outlet that the targeted illegal cultivation site previously owned a license to grow hemp, but it had expired in 2021. Quote, the team were able to establish good cause to suspect that cannabis was being grown up there in large tunnel houses, Baskett said. Police found 250 cannabis plants growing in, quote, tunnel houses or greenhouses, alongside a shed containing dried cannabis as well. Although reports did not specify if it was only dried cannabis flower or an assortment of dried cannabis plant material. Currently, the unnamed 75-year-old man has been charged with illegal cannabis cultivation and was scheduled for a court hearing with the Whanganui District Court, with the WDC. Operation Emerald also acted on search warrants recently in the Bay of Plenty, got that right, located on the northeast side of the country. A total of 39 search warrants were conducted over the course of 5 days throughout the surrounding area, with 25 people arrested with a variety of charges. Quote, police have laid a number of drug and firearm-related charges, and further charges and arrests are expected as inquiries progress, said District Commander Superintendent Tim Anderson. But the warrants in Bay of Plenty, quote, police assisted by the armed officer squad in some cases seized more than 80 grams of methamphetamine. that's a slight deviation from weed, guys. $7,610 and recovered two stolen vehicles, stolen motorbike. While executing the warrants, several loaded firearms were also confiscated. Yeah, this isn't just about weed anymore. That's why you made the news, my friend. The operation also led to the discovery of 11,000 cannabis plants that were either sprayed, recovered, or pulled from the ground. Quote, the plants range inside from seedlings to fully grown plants 2 meters high. Police recovered 729 plants at one Western Bay of Plenty address, 6 kilograms of harvested cannabis at a Tupo property, and more than 4 kilograms of edibles at an Eastern Bay of Plenty address, Anderson continued. The Greasy Dogs gang will be feeding particularly hard hit, with more than 2,500 plants removed from paddocks surrounding their gang pad and residential properties in Tarunga. Anderson added that the goal of these operations is to hinder the growth of illegal substances, and the warrants conducted in Bay of Plenty will have an immediate effect on gang activity. Illicit drug operations on a commercial scale strengthen organized crime groups and harm our communities, Anderson said. The purpose of Operation Emerald isn't to target recreational drug users. It's to hit gangs and criminal entities whose parasitic offending feeds off our communities. We're thrilled to have hit their criminal networks, and it's pleasing to have results that have interrupted their offending. The large-scale production of illicit drugs is a high-risk activity, and criminals arm themselves as protection. This increases the risk to innocent people, and taking so many firearms out of the hands of criminals is only a good thing. Anderson estimated that New Zealand gangs likely receive about $406 million a year because of illegal cannabis sales. Quote, we don't want them here. We don't need them here. And we will target their offending every chance we get. If you choose to cultivate a drug that remains illegal, and if you use it to fund your criminal lifestyle and perpetuate misery in our communities, you can expect police to hold you to an account to seize illegal firearms, drugs, and ill-gotten gains. Ooh-hoo-hoo. In 2023, Operation Emerald seized or destroyed various illegal substances totaling a value of $128 million. Statistics about last year's searches show the police found 35,097 cannabis plants, which is about 206 pounds of plant material in weight. New Zealand's cannabis eradication program was initially canceled in January of 2021 because it cost too much to send out helicopters and airplanes to investigate illegal cannabis grow sites. However, the program was revived a year later. Adult-use cannabis is currently illegal in New Zealand, but medical cannabis has been permitted since 2020. Meanwhile, the country's first mushroom cultivation license was granted in October 2023. License holder Rua Bioscience is excited to offer legal psilocybin therapy options. Quote, it is a privilege to be involved in this groundbreaking project, and we are excited to be able to support Kuopapa, said Rua Bioscience of CEO Paul Nask. It's exciting to see Australia and other jurisdictions embracing innovative and potentially life-changing medical research with psilocybin, and exciting for Rua Bioscience to now be a part of such great national collaboration. That's not a mushroom. This is a mushroom. Uh-oh.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
You know know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peace game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
I like that. I like the birds. See, and they answered outside. Like, oh, there's birds in there. Hey, what are you guys doing in there? You smoking weed again? Mm-hmm. Early bird gets the weed. All right, welcome back to Weed Say Wednesday. If you're going to grow weed or hemp, get a permit. But we happen to know that New Zealand's well on the way to psilocybin therapy now. That article took a turn I wasn't expecting. That was interesting. Took a turn. All right. Welcome back. How's everybody doing out there in the world of weed? We are doing swell. I can't believe it's April 10th already. So 10 days till the big holiday. What's everybody doing? Well, we know what Phoenix is doing, but is anybody doing anything in Tucson? Come on. Oh, next week we find out who won best certification center, best doctor, best, what was it, best customer service? I wonder, was that all the way around for like dispensaries plus cert centers? Well, we're pretty sure we know who won best doctor. And she's awesome. We love Miss Heather. So that's okay. We'll give her that. But we always get a runner-up, huh? I think every year we've always, so we could just discount Heather and say, we really won. All right, no, we won't. Because there's really the Heather category and then everybody else. All right, guys. That's what I'm saying. She is. So basically in our category, we won first place. That's what I'm saying. Good grief. Good grief, Charlie Brown. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the world of weed news. Let's see. We know about the donut shop. All right. Did anybody get free weed on April 1st that for some reason they were off dispense? All Arizona dispensaries offered free weed on April 1st. What was that about? Why? That's all it says is just kidding. There you go. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Click the picture. I found out. But they did have deals. That's funny. I totally wasn't even thinking about that one. Ooh, you got me. Was it? I didn't even get to pull any pranks. Did you? It was my mom and dad's anniversary that day, so I always think about that. Funny day to get married, but. Let's see. Oh, a drug mixture called Kush in Sierra Leone sometimes contains ground-up human reports. Ooh. Mm. All right. Customs and Border Patrol protection targeting licensed New Mexico weed businesses. Okay. Ohio releases a proposed adult use cannabis regulation. Uh-oh. New report shows data on positive truck driver drug tests. How many of those do you think there are? For a truck driver smoking weed out there. Busted. Let's see. Oh, here's an interesting. A poll finds that most weed consumers would vote for pro-cannabis candidate regardless of party. I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, that's, I don't think I would do that. In fact, I know I wouldn't if people get in the running that even if they like weed and I don't like them, I'm not going to vote for them. I don't think that's the way to go. Just, you know, because all the states are doing what they need to do at any rate, right? I mean, why would you do that? Street renovations begins in Denmark's Christiania to deter illegal cannabis sales and violence. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Let's see. Volunteers were invited to remove cobblestone from the famous street to make room for government-funded renovations and a fresh start. So they must have had cobblestones from billions of years ago, and I don't know why doing that would... okay, let's find out. The residents of Freetown, Christiania, located in Copenhagen, Denmark, recently began to physically dismantle a part of its community where hash has been sold illegally for decades. According to a recent report, residents began moving the cobblestones on Pusher Street, oh Lord, on April 6th to deter violence and illegal cannabis and hash sales. Prior to April 6th, residents began to ask for help from volunteers to pull up the cobblestone street. Anyone was welcome to participate and could take home one cobblestone as a souvenir. Removing cobblestones on Pusher Street was performed as a demonstration of the residents taking back their community and promising to rebuild. In doing this, they will be granted 14.3 million kroner, that's about a $1.3 million for us, from the government to fund street renovations. According to AP News, two Christiania children were the first to lift cobblestones from Pusher Street. Quote, for more than 40 years, Christiania and the illegal sale of drugs out here has been a huge thorn in the side of the established society, said Danish Justice Minister Peter Hummelgaard. Quote, but now we have reached a point where the Christianians have also had enough of the criminal gangs, quote. Copenhagen Mayor Sophie Ostorp Anderson spoke with Reuters about the historic decision. Quote, Pusher Street has to die in order for Christiania to live, Anderson said. The crime scene we have seen here has been so violent, we cannot have a Christiania that is dying out because people don't dare to be here, and where we see the local Johnites being threatened by greedy pushers and dealers. Pusher Street. Well, why don't you change the name of the street and they might go away. Could be Candy Cane Lane. You know what I'm saying? The future of Pusher Street will include, quote, a new Christiania without the criminal hashish market, according to a statement from Christiania Public Housing Coordinator Met Prague, who has called Christiania his home for 37 years. Another resident who has lived there for 40 years expressed their interest in removing hash from Christiania's future. We don't want the gangsters anymore. There might be some people selling hashish afterward, but it's not going to be in the open, said Hulda Mader. Yeah, most locals are looking forward to Christiania's new slate. Quote, to me, Pusher Street is actually the least unique, right? It is what I associate with violence, gangs, murder, threats, and everything which are actually autonomous to what Christiania is, said resident Matilda Branstrup. The government funds will help the community install new water pipes and pavement while buildings near Pusher Street will also receive renovations. While the overall goal is to transform Christiania into what AP calls, quote, an integrated part of the Danish capital area, but will still retail the free state spirit that it has long been known for. I still don't understand. I mean, I know it was like a demonstration taking our to the streets, you know, but they picked up the street and they took it, removed it. Like, what would removing cobblestones other than just as a sign of protest accomplished? I mean, what is that? What is it? Inquiring minds want to know. Uh-oh. Well, here's part of the answer. Kristania was first established in 1971 by hippies who occupied in former army barracks. And Denmark officials have allowed the unique settlement to remain independent, even though illegal cannabis sales in the area became known worldwide to curious tourists. Originally, residents who founded Kristania didn't obtain permits to build houses, didn't pay utility bills, and others could only move into the area if they were related to someone who was a resident. Residents received rights to their land in 2011 when the land, about 84 acres, was sold by the state to a foundation owned by Kristanians. Now it's home to 800 adults, 25% of whom are over 60 years old, and 200 children. Kristania was the focus of Denmark law enforcement starting in 2004, which led to an increase in police raids. While many residents took down their hash sales booths for a time, they soon returned. Wow, that's like my dream little land right there. Ooh, I'll have a little hash here, a little hash there. However, an increase in violence and gang activity has also concerned both Denmark leaders as well as Kristania residents. In 2021, one individual was shot and killed at the entrance of Pusher Street, followed by another death in 2022 involved a hash seller. I think I've seen a special of this on TV. Sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah, and why do they take the cobblestones? Put them back. Uh-oh. Most recently, in August 2023, two masked gunmen opened fire within a Kristania building, killing one individual and injuring four others. Mayor Anderson spoke out against the event and asked tourists to avoid the area. Quote, "The spiral of violence at Kristania is deeply worrying," Anderson said. "The hundreds of thousands of visiting tourists and the many new foreign students who have just moved to Copenhagen to stay away and refrain from buying weed or other drugs at Pusher Street. Adult use cannabis is illegal in Denmark, although medical cannabis is permitted through a limited pilot program that launched in March of 2018. The Danish Parliament's Health Committee announced in September that 2023 that it had destroyed an estimated 321,000 pounds of dried cannabis, all of which came from the medical cannabis program. The government explained that the destroyed product was either discarded or faulty. I've grown some faulty weed before. It's, you know, you don't want to smoke faulty weed. Made cannabis kid cry once. I'm like, we have to throw this away. You should have seen the look on his face. Oh, he turned pale and he's like, just stop. Don't get out. It's faulty. The Denmark medical cannabis program produced a total of 4,656 pounds of medical cannabis in 2019, followed by 14,521 in 2020, and 71,502 pounds in 2021. I wonder what they're up to now. And there you have it, folks. Denmark's Kristiana. They never said just as a protest they're pulling up cobblestones. It's so sad. Those things are like 10,000, 20,000, a million years old. Can we go get one? I bet it's on eBay, huh? Ooh, let's find it. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break and find Kristiana cobblestones on eBay.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
Dun, dun, dun. That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. See, yep, aha, I bet I could find some. Yep, street renovations have begun. I think I can get us one of those cobblestones that we have no idea what they even picked up for. They just ruined history. Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. Bringing them back. Bringing them back, guys. Bringing them back. You're listening to Weed Say Wednesday, and we're bringing back the cobblestone. All right. If you wanted to call in, we dare you. 646-915-8421. And I really am on air right now. It says it's waiting for the host. This is one reason this program is just very strange. But you notice ever since I picked up the router and moved it towards the window, that show doesn't cut out really anymore. Huh? Not bad for a white girl, my brother would say. All right, let's do a search here. Tucson for 20 parties. Oh, events. We'll go events. See if anything's happening in Tucson. All right. Simply Green presents. What is this all about? Let's see. April 21st. Okay, here's April 20th. There's a 420 boil at the Arizona Theater Company. There's a 420 smoke sesh at the Harambe Cafe. That's inside, is it Green Med? Is that the one? Green Med? Yeah. There's also 420 ride to Windy Point. And I don't know if that's a bicycle ride. Let's find out. A ride to Windy Point. Yo, all you crazy crotch rocket riders and others. No. I don't think I want to get on a bike with a bunch of crazy concentrate goers. Could you imagine? Yeah, and they're just going to be like going 10 miles an hour. Hey, guys, we're at Chickasaw. My gosh, this is awesome. Are we moving? let's see. Oh, itchy eye. On the 21st, we have the Treasure Mammal 20-year anniversary 420 celebration. What the heck is that? Treasure Mammal? Oh, boy. Eventbrite. Pewter Pony presents the Treasure Mammal 20-year anniversary 420 celebration at 640 North Stone. Well, what is it? Let's see. Let's check out Eventbrite. Oh, my God. Look who it is. Michael Phelps. Yeah. Are you going to be there, Mikey? Is Mike going to be there? Whoop, whoop. With a gizmo on his fingertip. What is it? Date and time, location, about 5 hours and 30 minutes long. 20 years of blow-up dolls and shake weights. This will surely be an event to remember. Performances by Treasure Mammal, Dog Breath, Dolly Creamer, No Stones, and Secret Special Guests. Visuals by Liquid Light Show. DJ Mabson playing sick tunes all night. Rocos Navajo style fry bread tacos. I'm there. Fry bread tacos. Oh, anywhere the fry bread is. Did you say fry bread? And I am in it. I love me some fry bread. Who doesn't love fry bread? It's just fried dough. And Joe Eyes Rolls. Bud's Rolling Station at Blondie's, 640 North Stone Avenue. Doors open at 6, $15 advance tickets with a free raffle, and $20 at the door. I wonder if they let us in free if we told them we were Wednesday, we're doing interviews. That's funny. Here we go. Well, there it is, Michael Phelps. You're a gold medal winner. May or may not be there. He could be the special guest, you know. I mean, is that like a trademark problem to put him on a poster like that? I know. That's the look I had, too, when I saw his face. I'm like, Mr. Phelps, do you know you're plastered on these posters? I think we should get one. All right. What? Oh, well, hello. Oh, I know it. Well, wouldn't you tell us what's happening out there? Okay. Yeah, what else? I know it. What else is going on? There's that one. On the 16th, Taco Tuesday at the Harambe Cafe. I haven't been there. Have you been there? I've not been there. One of our peeps goes there, don't they? Don't they? Yeah. One of our peeps goes there. May the 4th at the Stone Cafe. May the 4th be with you. May the cannabis be with you. Let's see, on the 22nd, Canna Friends Tucson June Edition. That's June 22nd. Historic Bates Mansion. What is that? Canna Friends June Edition. What is this? Let's see, Eventbrite. I like Eventbrite. got a lot of events on there for weed. Let's see. The June edition. Follow this organizers to stay. Okay, well, I don't see anything about it. Maybe we're just supposed to follow that organizer to see if it happens. It doesn't have hosted by Blue Dream event. Okay, all events in. Let's see, we might get a description of Canna Friends Tucson June edition event right here. No, I just ordered some. I hate this. You know, they always pop up things that you're just recently looking for. Gosh, it just drives me so batty. And then there's all these things you have to click to get out of. Oh, my Lord. No, stop seeing this ad. I don't need to know, and I don't need. All right. And let's see. I'm seeing events, but Desert Death Fest. no. And Tool. No, I don't see it. I don't understand. Well, there you have it, folks. There are a couple events we're in town. Something to Harambe Cafe. Just call your local favorite dispensary, and they will have something for you. Pretty much guaranteed. All right, let's see what else is going on in the world. Most places, a lot of places have medical programs. Missouri would allocate $10 million. From opioid settlement to psilocybin research in a new budget bill. Cognitive decline not associated with adolescent cannabis use, with occasional adolescent cannabis use. Democrats sense opportunities in Florida with weed abortion on the ballot. Yeah, did you hear about Arizona overturning? Now we're back to no abortions, 1873 laws, absolutely no abortions, except if it's going to kill you. It's going to start in 2 weeks. Yeah. Somebody voted somewhere, and now it's all overturned, and now we're going back to the 1800s. Well, if we're going back to the 1800s, we're going to go back to the 1800s. They didn't have taxes then, did they? If we're going to play that game, let's just play it all the way through. I'm not paying my taxes anymore. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Announcing the High Times Cannabis Cup Michigan 2024. Ooh, New York judge strikes down cannabis marketing rules. Let's see. State Supreme Court Justice Kevin Bryant struck down New York's ban on third-party cannabis advertising, but the ruling only applies to marketing. New York bill would revoke illicit pot shops, liquor, tobacco licenses. So yeah, if you sell weed without a license, you're going to get all your other licenses taken away. Duh. San Francisco to host inaugural Weed Week. I love it. Go San Francisco. Woohoo! Oh, strain premieres, cultivator meet and greets, a Mylar bag, art exhibit, and so much more will take place during San Francisco Weed Week. Is great. This will close out our show. The city-sanctioned version of the famous 420 Hippie Hill event in San Francisco has been canceled, but it's not the end of 420 celebrations. SF Weed Week will feature a variety of events, beginning with an art opening feature, Cannabis Mylar Art, on April 5th, and a schedule of events running April 13th, coming up, folks, through the 21st. Instead of just one day of celebration, the event spans an entire week of all things cannabis, featuring cultivators, breeders, cannabis lounges throughout the city, unique strain premieres such as releases of Rainbow Belts, Blue Lobster, Pink Jesus. Oh, thank goodness Pink Jesus will be there. Chiquitas, The Butcher, Sherb Haze, and Peppermint Sleigh Ride. SF Week creator David Downs is an award-winning cannabis journal and author. Downs is the senior editor at Leafly and the former cannabis editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. According to the event website, Downs created SF Weed Week after thinking about what an event like SF Beer Week would be like if it was cannabis-themed instead. Quote, weed growers are rock stars, and strains are celebrities. Downs said through a press release, I want to give these strain releases the same rock star treatment that album releases get at Amoeba Records, and we're going to go. It's going to be dope. While SF Beer Week features new unique beer varieties and flavors, SF Weed Week boasts strain releases in participating lounges, including the Mission Cannabis Club, Meadow, Spark, Mo Green, Soulful, The Vapor Room, and Fleur. Allie Jamalian, owner of Sunset Connect, is a founding advisor of SF Weed Week, who is proud to be a part of an event that puts the spotlight on San Francisco weed. Quote, San Francisco's cannabis culture has so much to offer, Jamalian said in a statement. It only makes sense to showcase the cannabis epicenter of the world in a week-long celebration spread across the city with an array of amazing events and activities, all free, of course, especially in the wake of the cancellation of this year's Hippie Hill event. Fellow founding advisor Ben Granberger, director at Seven Stars Holistic Healing Center, feels that SF Weed Week offers an alternative celebration that lifts up the community. Quote, the organizers of Hippie Hill deserved a break, and SF Weed Week is here to extend the celebration across the entire city with the best cultivators in the world, sharing their gift with the most dedicated enthusiasts in the world, Granberger said. Look, the Bay Area has and always will be an epicenter of cannabis culture. SF Weed Week is proving to the down-loop haters that the scene is thriving. With a week full of incredible activations, world-class cannabis and meet and greets with the rock stars who produced it, this event has something for everyone. Woo! That's going to be a good time. All right. And with that, we will close out the Weed Stay Wednesday. Yeah, SF Weed Week coming up 13th through the 21st. I think there's a field trip in the air. I think we should go. SF Weed Week. Woo-hoo! Let's do it. Not just a day of weed, an entire week of weed. We love it. And we love you. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. More guests to come on air soon. Give us a call, 520-838-4430 if you want to get certified. Come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, and we will get you certified. Woohoo! Have a great day, everybody. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Smoke a lot of weed, or eat a lot of weed. Do a lot of weed. And happy Weed Stay Wednesday, everybody. Thank you.